Turkish President Abdullah Gül's jet arrived in Armenia on his historical visit, escorted by attack helicopters. Police and demonstrators lined the traffic-free streets as his motorcade sped through downtown Yerevan. Ankara and Yerevan have no diplomatic ties, but a relationship haunted by the question of whether ethnic Armenians killed by Ottoman Turks during World War I were victims of a systematic genocide. The director of Armenia's National Genocide Museum, Hayk Demirjan, hailed Mr. Gül's visit, saying this could be a positive step in talking about the issue of genocide.
Armenian fighting for genocide recognition and for restoring the rights of the survivors and descendants of survivors is just part of the global movement for prevention. So this is not anti-Turkish or something against Turkish people. We also realize that there are a lot of problems in public memory and national memory of Turkey and Turkish people. That's why this is a matter of two people. We have to talk, we have to agree, we have to negotiate.
But the controversy continues to fuel nationalist anger in both countries. President Gül was strongly criticized for agreeing to visit Armenia by both the main Turkish opposition parties, who accused him of betraying Turkey and its close ally, Azerbaijan. Armenia is occupying a region of Azerbaijani territory, which has resulted in Turkey enforcing a trade embargo against Armenia since 1993, crippling the Armenian economy. In Yerevan, reaction to Mr. Gül's visit is mixed. This man says Mr. Gül's visit is of no importance. He says his team will win in any case. He says he would like Mr. Gül to leave Armenia in a bad mood, but only because his team has lost the game. Another man has a more positive view. He says he thinks that the meeting of the two presidents will discuss problems which may help to normalize the Armenian-Turkish relationship. Turkish diplomatic sources have played down any expectation of a breakthrough in bilateral relations. But experts say if Mr. Gül's visit passes off smoothly, its real success could be that it will open the door to future dialogue. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.